sadness for a while. A troubled moment's all about. I want to forget like a song. I can hear the ticking of the clock. Passing the minutes of time. Remembering thoughts that were once upon my mind. I can hear the ticking of the clock, passing the minutes of time. I want to forget like a song that was played at last. I can hear the ticking of the clock, passing the minutes of time, releasing thoughts that were once upon my mind. Ticking of the clock. A troubled moment of the past. Oh, that ticking of the clock. Ticking.
I'll replay that back.
We'll be right back. Good afternoon, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. This track is called Last Ride from a CD called Wildest Dreams by DJ Harvey. And before that, we heard The Ticking, which seemed to follow on nicely from the Wavelength theme of the ticking clock. And The Ticking is from Inside Out Music, Music's In the Margin. This is number 3 of a series of CDs issued by Sub Rosa, by outsider artists, outsider musicians, and people who are basically a bit sort of towards the edge of things. There'll be several more tracks being played from Inside Out Music later, plus some tracks by Angus McLeese from The Cloud Doctrine. And what else? Ursula Bogner, recordings 1969 to 1988, so early electronic music. In the meantime, we'll proceed with some more Musics in the Margin. The first one, The Ticking, was by Numa Shonik. And coming up next is a fairly strange track called The Head Game by Dion McGregor.
One corner, you get in another, you get in the third, and I'll get in the fourth, and then we'll throw it corner to corner. Throw it from corner to corner. That's it. Sheila, you get in the far corner. You get in the northwest corner. Okay? Okay, Sheila, you get over there. Sherry, southeast. That's it. Hurry up. Sherry, southeast corner. Southeast corner. Sheila's over there! Sherry, you get in this one. Okay. Simpkins, you're in the other one and I'm in the... No, I'm opposite Sherry. Opposite Sherry. Sheila, Sherry... Now, we've got to throw as fast as we can, throw as fast as we can, throw as fast as we can. I know it's ahead. Now, here's the point of the game. You have to catch this head on your fingers. Catch it on your fingers. You can't catch it with your whole hand. No. No. Impale the eyes on your fingers. Impale the eyes. That's the most important. That. No. No. Eyes are the big points. Big points. You get your big points for the eyes. If you go in the nostrils, that's a little less. Mouth, nothing. And it, do not impale your whole hand through the neck hole. No, that doesn't. That no. The neck is nothing. Neck is nothing. Mouth is nothing. Well, let's make the mouth one. Make the mouth one. Everybody got that? Sheila, Sherry, Simpkin. That's right. Try for the eyes. Try for the eyes. If you can't get the eyes, try for the nostrils. Try for the nostrils. Mouth is nothing. Mouth is nothing. Okay. Let the first head in. No. Oh, look who it is. Marietta's head is the first one. Okay. I'll throw it first. I'm throwing it to Simpkins. Woo! Woo! Nostrils. You got it in the nostrils. You caught it by the nostrils. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Ooh! Okay. 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 Throw it. Woo! To Sherry! Woo! Sherry, you got it in the eyes. 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 Oh, the eyes count. Eyes count the most. So far, Sherry's ahead. Sherry throws to Sheila! Woo! Oh, Sheila, you got... Oh, Sheila, you impaled the neck. That doesn't count. Sheila, wouldn't you... No, that doesn't count. That doesn't count. That doesn't... Okay, throw... Oh, I dropped it! Look at that. I split the skull. Oh, Marietta's hit. Oh, split the skull!
Woo! Yeah, well, that's Dion McGregor with his track called The Head Game. And that's from Inside Out Music, Music's in the Margin, issued by Sub Rosa. And there'll be some more tracks from that later. Coming up next, I'm going to play a track by Angus McLees, the legendary original drummer with the Velvet Underground. And this is from The Cloud Doctrine. The sudden discovery in 1981 of a huge cache of Angus McLees analog tapes occurred, luckily, 2 years after his sudden death in Kathmandu, Nepal. Their very existence remained largely undetected until my initial discovery. That is Gerard Malanga writing these notes while researching Angus's life for a projected archive. I learned of their existence through Don Snyder, journeyman photographer and a close mutual friend. The tapes had been carefully stored in cardboard boxes at the bottom of a closet in his apartment and could easily have been tossed in the trash when Don was threatened with eviction for creating a Collier Brothers-type environment on the premises. So I'm probably get round to playing two or three tracks from this Angus McLees 2-CD set called The Cloud Doctrine. The first one I'm going to play is the soundtrack to an underground film called Chum Lum, made by Ron Rice in 1964. This quote is from the underground film, An Introduction to Its Development in America by Sheldon Renan. Returning again to New York, he, that being Ron Rice, made Chum Lum in 1964, an Arabian Nights vision of a palace brothel inspired by Geoffrey Joffin and Jack Smith. In it, gorgeously costumed characters surrounded by diaphanous draperies fumble through vague and erotic acts in hammocks. Much use is made of superimpositions, creating a sensual flow of colour and space, and over it all, jangles an Angus McLees soundtrack.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a soundtrack by Angus MacLeese from a double CD called The Cloud Doctrine. And it was the soundtrack to a film called Chum Lum by Ron Rice, made in 1964. Rice was an extravagant personality who was brash enough to write a letter to Joe Levine demanding support. He was strong enough to go for days and days without sleep. His notes are filled with fantastic scenes and descriptions. When he died, many filmmakers felt it was a case of not enough money to make films, not enough money to live. Perhaps, however, it was his continued use of drugs that broke his health. His vision in film was too extravagant for simple continuity and basic technique. Possibly his vision of life was too extravagant to live. So next, more, well, there'll be more tracks by Angus MacLeese later, time for another track from Music in the Margins. This one by Cosmic Dennis Greenidge, or Cosmic Dennis Greenidge, who actually was a guest on this program maybe about a year ago.
Cavalier, have some beer and cheer. I have a snuff box, would you like to try it out? Gentlemen and ladies, share. And you'll get what I am. The Laughing Cavalier. And you will be the same as me, the Laughing Cavalier. I am the Laughing Cavalier.
Thank you.
Spaghetti is not Yeti. Spaghetti, you eat it. Yeti can eat you. Spaghetti is not Yeti. Spaghetti is not Yeti. Spaghetti, you eat it. Yeti can eat you. Spaghetti is not Yeti. Spaghetti is not Yeti. Spaghetti, you eat it. A Yeti can eat you. Spaghetti is not a Yeti.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. That last track was called Organ and Drum with Angus McLees on the drums and Hetty McLees on the organ. A recital at St. Mark's Church, New York in February 1970. And that's from Angus McLees, The Cloud Doctrine. Last week we had Laura Nero presented by DJ Hybridist, and there will be a part three of that to come, leading up to Angel in the Dark. Next week we have the filmmaker, experimental avant-garde conceptual filmmaker Morgan Fisher in the studio with his partner Margaret Honda, who apparently are presenting a film at the film festival coming up soon. And the week after that, guest in the studio will be Stephen Ball, talking about his film of the same name. More about that later. Coming up next, a track, maybe two or three tracks, by Ursula Bogner. That's Bogner with an E, B-O-G-N-E-R, not to be confused with The Resort. Recordings, 1969-1988. Again, from the minuscule CD notes. I must bring a magnifying glass next time. It seems almost incredible that Ursula Bogner's musical talents should have remained undiscovered until now, yet in view of her biography, this might have been just as inevitable. And so it goes on. It was on a flight to Vilnius that I met Sebastian Bogner, Ursula's son, who told me he was on a business trip for a pharmaceutical company, and etc. According to the usual chronological benchmarks, Ursula Bogner's biography appears short and conventional. Born 1946, raised in Dortmund, she studied pharmacy. Degree in hand, she immediately went to work for pharmaceutical giant Schering, followed by marriage, children, and a successful yet by no means sensational scientific career within the multinational heavyweight. At the same time, she developed a keen interest in electronic music, and throughout her early 20s, she followed the activities of the Cologne-based Studio for Elektronische Musik, attended seminars and so on, great enthusiasm for music concrete. Leap forward. In the late 1960s, Ursula Bogner, it seems she constructed a studio in her house and just sort of started making these tracks, which remained sort of fairly obscure until this released, which will be followed by another compilation with the earliest recording from 1968. With some of these titles, we only found individual tracks of pieces recorded on a four-track recorder. In these cases, I had to recombine the separate tracks to recreate the original piece. That's by these notes are by Jan Jelinek. Press on, let's play. This track is called Begleitung für Tuba, which sounds like a tuba, but everything, of course, is made by these made electronically in the studio in Ursula Bogner's house in the 60s. Light.
I'm Joe Connolly of the Community Games General Secretary, and I've met a tremendous character in Aidan Walsh, who I met some years ago making a film, and now he has making an album. And I think this is tremendous for Aidan, and I'd like to see him making every success. Now, Aidan, what do you think of your album?
I think it's brilliant. The best album of the year. Nothing can beat it.
Well, I think that you deserve success, and I think that if you can make this, God knows, you, we might even find you in Hollywood sometime.
You never know. Try my luck. Try anything to get to the top.
Let's wish you then every success in this, and maybe we can hear more of you with more records later on.
Oh, very good, Joe. And now, I'm going to be the biggest in the country, and nothing can beat me. How's that?
Late one night in Dublin, a young man, the master of all evils, looked out his window, and in the sky he saw the eagles come.
Mommy, mommy, wake up, the eagle have landed. Mommy, mommy, wake up, the eagle have landed. What will I do, mommy, mommy?
Go back to bed, you're a dreamer.
Mommy, I cannot go. There are too many eagles in Dublin. Mommy, mommy, wake up, the eagle have landed. Mommy, mommy, wake up, the eagle have landed. Mommy said, mommy, mommy, there are eagles. Look out the window. Mommy, mommy, wake up, the eagles have landed. Mommy, mommy, wake up, the eagles have landed. Mommy said,
go back to bed.
But I cannot go back to bed, mommy. I'm afraid that I'm going to eat you. Going to eat you, mommy. Mommy, mommy, wake up, wake up. The eagles have landed. Mommy, mommy, wake up, wake up. The eagles have landed. Hey, eagle. Hey, eagle.
When you go down to San Francisco, make sure you go to Oakland too, and stay with John Wagon and partner, Labour's militant voice.
Of terrasjes, of iets zo'n nerfsbeurzen, maar niks aan de nadruk, dat ze op FM Brussel.
Nu gaan we toch een keer iets zingen of zo,
Spijt komt te laat.
Ga jij zingen?
Waarvoor zie je?
Allee, we zijn de week. We gaan zingen. Ik heb graag de vogel die vliegt. Nee, ik zal maar iets beter zingen.
Dus echt zingen deze keer.
Iets echt zingen, oké. Ik zal geen onnozele praat. Wat is dat nu weer voor een plaatje? Ik hoor dat hier niet goed. Dat is iets aan mijn... Krantje, het zot, Freddy Frot. En al zijn ze aan zijn drooien. Kon ik niet zeggen dat ze zijn. Chanson d'amour. Un genre de l'amour. Kan daar niks op doen, want mannen, platte schuin is verborgen luurpui. Tenten zot voor te doen. Zijn te zot voor de deun. Zijn te zot voor de deun, voor de deun, deun. Kinderen gaat nu op kant, want de wolf gaat komen. Ik weet het niet zo, amigo, maar het is zo. Het is meer alcoholieke muziek, hè. Alcoholieke muziek, hè.
Wat is het probleem?
Ik weet het niet, het is zo platjes zo gewoon, van anders hoor ik dat hier niet goed gewoon, hè. Ik heb
je iets anders hebben?
Ja, iets anders. Mijn stevige gitaar zo, een beetje metal zo, hè. Oh nee, het is plat, het is ook iets plat.
Het is niet plat, maar het is...
Het is ja. melodeus.
Moet je zingen van...
Ga dan. J'aime la vie comme elle fait des bonheurs et la fête. Elle est passée de mon passage de la ronde. J'ai écouté la chanson à passer le temps, du temps. Allez, c'est pas vrai. On a tiré la chasse. Moi je suis plein mouillé. Je suis une couche de zone qui t'est pas couchée. Je suis la mer qui coule dans ton verre. J'ai passé mon journée à creuser la terre. Chanson platine, transpiration de veine. J'ai donné tout qu'il faut à mon pasteur. Catholique, c'est bien l'éthique. J'ai donné les chanteurs de rue à la rue qui chante tout nu. Donne un franc à celui-là, pourquoi il est bon, non? Il passe son temps à jouer. Comme moi pleurer. J'ai dit. Eddie, tu dois pas parler. Jacques commençait à guitariste très nu, très populaire. Chantons la victoire du monde entier, tu t'es assoiff de parler. Allez, 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 allez. J'ai pas soif, j'ai juste un peu boire de l'eau. Passer du temps avec eux, des gens passionnables. À chanter en flamand, peut-être en français aussi. Hein. Avec concertoire. J'ai chanté comme une fleur de pote. Avec.
Je me suis dit que je vais vite. Je vais te dire que je vais mijn strion.
Chanteur.
Zo, wat, als je dan. Je kunt zeggen wat zit hier nu te zagen over alcohol en zo. Pinkje is toch goed, man. Kun je maar, er is beter als dat in het leven. De keer dat je dat talent terug hebt, staat de sterk gewapend tegen kaasvrouwen, sociaal assistenten, gemeenteraadsleden enzovoort. Want jij zit er niet, jij zit op het concert. Jij moet tickets gaan halen, jij moet de cd kijken, jij moet naar de bibliotheek, jij moet op internet gaan opzoeken, jij kunt niet, jij hebt geen tijd. Als zij liever kaas kunnen dan zeggen, die extra, dat extra pluspunt, dat is wel uw eigen werkkracht. Die ministerie was in 2003 samen met dan terug tijdschriften beginnen lezen van de VUM en Sanoma en al de rest en groep Hosten. Dat ik dan terug mijn eigen Hermond heb. Dat was ook met die hete zomer, zodat ik dagen en dagen boven het toilet ring met zo half volle en omgekantelde blikjes en hier 125 halve liters en bord spaghetti, dat waren geen toestanden. Man. Ja, dat was een intoxicatie. Man.
Mr. Crunch. I know you're in there. Mr. Crunch. I know you're... Mr. Crunch. We're gonna have to ask you to go. A shocking thing, Mr. Crunch. I know you know we know. You're gonna have to go, Mr. Crunch. As soon as your month's up, Mr. Crunch. They're moving out like flies, Mr. Crunch, the minute they all saw that paper. Right on the headline. No, Mr. Crunch. No. It's all there in black and white. Yes. Baby pie, Mr. Crunch. Nauseating.